This is Twit.
Google's auction screen on Android.
Yeah, so remember in Europe that Google was forced by antitrust regulators to have choice screens for search and web browsers.
The browser ballot. The famous browser ballot.
Exactly. So they're doing, of course, it's Google, right? So they have to do everything really strangely. So they have an auction. And it's, I don't know, it's like a silent auction, I think. Like no one knows what the other companies are bidding. So somehow they've turned this into a revenue generator. But their companies are bidding to get a spot on this screen. And they bid on different markets, the different countries. So all of the countries in the EU could have different ballot screens or auction screens. So the last time they did this, and I guess they do it every 6 months. So the first time they did it was, January, February, something like that. And Microsoft didn't try at all, and they got on almost none of the screens. And it was kind of strange. Like, why wouldn't they even try? So for this new round, which Google just announced the winners, Bing was not actually the overall winner, but they were the winner among they're the only top tier choice, really. So they actually won a bunch of them. So they won A spot, because they're random. A spot on the ballot in 13 of the 31 countries involved. But they're the 13 most lucrative markets, right? Austria, Belgium, Denmark, the Norway, Spain, Sweden, the big countries. And then this time, DuckDuckGo, which had done really well last time, did really, really poorly. And they're only on four of them, and it's like Bulgaria, Croatia, Iceland, and Liechtenstein. It's like, what's going on here? But anyway, I guess they do it every 6 months or something. So Microsoft will be, I guess, in a better position this time to have at least have their choice be in there, whereas last time they were not really in there that much at all.